All right, next item on the agenda is item number four, PR 2021 005508, DHO waiver application number 2025-00020, Modulus Architects. Renee Okoye requests for CPP Paseo 1 LLC. Request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract A1A Plaza at Paseo del Norte, zoned MXM, located at 9311 Coors Boulevard Northwest, containing approximately 25.9752 acres in area. Is there a member of the applicant team joining us this morning?
Good morning, this is Regina with Modulus Architects.
Good morning, ma'am. Let me swear you in and then have you give your name and address for the record, please. You swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth.
I do.
Go ahead, please.
This is Regina with Modulus Architects, 8220 San Pedro Drive, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87113. And this is a waiver request for a site located at 9311 Coors. So we've been working with transportation and the NMDOT, so this is a twofold request. So the first one is requesting a waiver to the existing sidewalks to remain. It starts at a point at 5.5 feet furthest north, and it does widen to 6.1. And the second request is to construct sidewalks that are missing on the southeast corner of Coors and Paseo, and construct those at a 6 feet wide width, so it matches the existing sidewalks. So, like I said, we have been working with transportation and the NMDOT. This is within the NMDOT jurisdiction, and they did confirm that their sidewalk, the existing sidewalk widths are sufficient. So there are IDO criterion that we do meet for a waiver. So there's existing utilities, and there's a lot of mature trees that planning wants to keep, and we did everything in our power to keep those. So we will be maneuvering behind them when we propose our new sidewalks. And there's sufficient grading between the sidewalks and the landscaping strips that do exist. And there's also utilities along the way that do restrict us from expanding it. So overall, we have worked diligently on this request and met with the applicable parties. So we would like to address any comments that you guys may have at this time.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Let me check and make sure, or let me see if we have any members of the public wishing to provide comment on item number four, PR 2021-005508. If so, if you would please use the raise your hand feature. I'm not seeing any members of the public. Last call for any members of the public for item number four. All right, Mr. Rodenbeck, your hand is up. Let me swear you in and then give you an opportunity to comment. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please, sir.
Mr. Hearing Officer, sorry for not knowing this earlier, but item number, and you can choose to hear this separately, but item number five is the same site. It's the platting action that's accompanying the DHO waiver. I don't know if you want to hear that together and check with the applicant's team on that, but it's the same.
Yes, thank you. For efficiency purposes, yes, I would agree. I do see that there is a there's a different applicant listed for, there's a different agent listed for item number five. I believe I saw Mr. Mulhall.
Yes, good morning. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent for the plat.
Ryan, thank you so much. Let me swear you in first. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you so much. And are you comfortable with also presenting the minor plat request at this time?
Yes, these are very closely linked, so it makes sense to us to consolidate the discussion.
Sure. Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So we were deferred some time ago on this subdivision action. Since that time, we have added an easement to satisfy a water authority comments. That's easement 22. And so we have a detailed view of the addition of that on sheet 505. It's kind of the last sheet on the plat. We did reuse this sheet for the owner's signature, but below it, it'll show that exhibit with kind of the updated easement to give the additional 10 feet the water authority needs for their existing sewer line in that area.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Mulholland.
So it's just a little further down if you keep scrolling. This might be part of the sidewalk instead of the waiver instead of the But it is shown on sheet two as well, so. Yeah, this doesn't look like
I
what was
think that's
intended
the.
to submit. That looks old. So it should be the supplemental submittal application 822.
I'm still looking for an updated plat on there. I found the dimensional standard sheet that was sent here, and I'm looking in the file. Give me one moment.
Okay, you're looking under PLT 2025-00013.
Jay, do you have that copy handy? I cannot find it in the file.
This is
Should
Jay
be sheet
Rodenbeck.
nine.
Oh, Rob, you're asking Ryan. Okay.
No, he was discussing with you. It was around with Cartesian. It should be sheet nine of the supplemented materials.
Okay, that's what I am looking for here, and I'm just not seeing it, but give me one second. I'm still digging. I apologize.
Ryan, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Could you just email that to us? It'll be that might be quicker in this situation if we just have it emailed to us directly.
Sure, let me send that
Put it
email.
back in the file.
Okay, hopefully you're able to receive that. It is a large file.
As soon as I get it, Ryan, I'll. This is Jay Rodenbeck. As soon as I get it, I'll share it.
Robert, I found it in ABQ plan and it's now in the file.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Robert, this is Jay Rudenbeck. I'm presuming you're going to share that.
Yes, I'm pulling up right now. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Sorry about that, everybody. I just didn't see it.
Yeah, sheet 9 of the overall will have that added. You can see that easement 22 shown on that sheet 2 as well. But so that's the detail for it. You can see it's giving the additional 10 feet on top of the existing 10 foot of sewer easement provided by easement number 9. And so that widens the water authority's total easement to 20 feet overall. We also provided the updated infrastructure list that includes the sidewalk to be constructed that Ms. Okoye had mentioned. And so that is also in there. I
And
need to
just
load. There it is.
to explain on that a little bit more, there are two phases to this. So there's the expanding of the sidewalk that does not exist. And then the second phase is adjusting all of the existing sidewalks that are cracked or buckled per the NMDOT's request. So we did phase those out into two different infrastructure lists, so you're aware of why there are two.
Okay. Okay, I don't want to rush anybody, but DFT or staff members, are we comfortable moving forward? Have we identified the easement that Mr. Mulhall was describing? I'm going to take the silence as a inferred yes. I see a couple of heads nodding. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I was afraid I had myself muted there for a second. All right. Mr. Mulhall, thank you so much. Mr. Koye, as part of the applicant team, are there any other comments at this point? I was going to next ask for members of the public and then move to DFT staff, but I also don't want to rush you or not give you an opportunity to complete your presentation.
I'm good on my side.
Okay.
Yeah, Ryan with Cartesian, I think we're ready to move forward with public or DFT comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, we are discussing items 4 and 5, PR 2021 005508. They both pertain to the property at 9311 Coors Boulevard Northwest. Now asking for any members of the public wishing to provide comments on these requests, if you would identify yourself by using the raise your hand feature at the bottom of your screen, or otherwise letting us know you wish to participate. Not seeing anybody. Last call for any members of the public wishing to provide comment on items 4 and 5. All right, let's move to DFT staff. Mr. Gutierrez, we'll start with the Water Authority. Pardon me, do you swear or affirm? Oh, sorry. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on these matters will be the truth?
I do.
Apologize, excuse me. Thank you so much, David. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so for the waiver, the Water Authority has no objection. And I did repeat my comments from last time because I didn't see the easement granted, as you know, staff showed that those different submittals. So I didn't see it. With the discussion today, that addresses my comment. So I have no objections with what was presented now. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Mr. Boylan, let's move to code comments next. You swear or affirm the testimony you provide on these matters will be the truth.
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, so code enforcement had no comments on item number 4, but did have comments on item number 5. Comment number 1, the property is zoned MXM, and each lot proposed must meet all dimensional standards of IDO 5-1D, table 5-1-2. including the following: front setback 5 feet, side setback 0 feet, rear setbacks at 15 feet. Then comment number two, please clarify how the existing reciprocal parking access agreement will apply to the parking required and provided by this proposed replat. The existing easement note number 20 indicates tract A1, A1 is subject to the existing reciprocal parking and access. However, shouldn't this note be changed to reflect each of the proposed 5 lots that will be subject to and benefit from that same parking and access easement? And will that agreement need to be modified accordingly? Please confirm. And then code enforcement has no more comments.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Mr. Boylan, I'm sorry. I know you're reading somebody else's comments for the record. So the first comment about setbacks, is that just informative in nature, or is that something that appears to be deficient or not being met based on the proposal?
This is Regina with Mochus Architects. I can help answer that.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
So I did provide a supplemental material today that identified all the setbacks for each one of the buildings in the overlay zone and just the zoning, and we do conform to all the setbacks. So okay. I did address that comment just to clarify that.
And I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think that would probably, and Mr. Boylan, Mr. Rodenbeck, DFT staff, that would be a future consideration. I think that sounds more informative or informational rather in nature than something that's deficient, but I see Mr. Rodenbeck is hopefully going to help me out on this one. So Jay, let me swear you in. Swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. This is Jay Rodenbeck. So dimensional standards are very important for platting for existing structures to ensure that they're meeting dimensional standard setback requirements. We're going to be okay. And another thing that we got to take into consideration too, if it's an existing lot line, then if an existing building is not meeting the setback requirements along an existing lot line that's not being created or adjusted,
mm-hmm.
And it's essentially non-conforming, and that non-conforming, as long as it's not being made more severe, then they're going to be okay. Regina, are there any setback issues with the existing buildings vis-a-vis existing lots or newly created lot lines?
This is Regina. I can confirm that there's no issue with that. There are different restrictions for the buildings that are facing cores, and we've identified that there's no conflict there. And then the buildings in the back, there are also no setback issues. So there's no concern there on our end.
All right. Thank you for that confirmation, Regina. Appreciate it.
Mr. Rodenbeck, thank you so much. And then the second code enforcement comment about the parking access agreement. Is that something that can be addressed, say, as a condition, or is that something that prevents the application from moving forward? I'm sorry, I was confused on that.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Regina, regarding a shared parking agreement, is there not an existing one for these lots?
This is Regina with Modus. There is an existing one that identifies the whole original tract, but I'll let Ryan speak on that a little bit more, but I don't believe there will be an issue modifying that verbiage, but I'll let Ryan speak.
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. So easement 20 does reflect that reciprocal parking access, drainage, and utility easement agreement. There's a document, and then it's reflected in, you know, the subsequent plats that were recorded after that document. And so, those are listed under that easement 20. And so I imagine the reciprocal access agreement document itself gets amended as we introduce new lessees and folks involved with the lots, but it from my first instinct it seemed like it all fell under the current agreement because of how the site was already being used with the existing development. And so, you know, we're willing to kind of work with code enforcement and planning to kind of refine that easement note if necessary. But that was our understanding preparing this. Thank you.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Thanks, Ryan. I would like to I think what Mr. Palmer was asking for in his memo was to clarify how the existing reciprocal parking access agreement will apply to the parking required. The clarify how the shared parking agreement applies to parking. I think we just need a clarification from Mr. Palmer. That's how I'm reading this. Jacob, am I missing something in my response? And he asked the question, will that agreement need to be modified accordingly? I would defer to transportation if that agreement needs to be modified, if that note needs to be modified, the agreement needs to be modified on the plat. I would concur with the applicant's team that I think the existing language on the plat would suffice. But I think if anyone could make a call on that on the DFT staff side, it would be transportation. Ernest, do you have any comments on that?
And Mr. Armijo, let me swear you in real quick.
You haven't had this chance to speak yet.
Mr. Armijo, you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth.
I do.
Thank you so much, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. So long as the description on the plat covers all of the different tracks, the names haven't changed, I don't see any reason why anything would have to change then.
Okay. Yeah. Applicant team, does that make sense? You're in agreement with that?
Just to clarify, so is he saying that it is sufficient as it is?
That's what I'm saying. This is Jay Rodenbach. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. Mr. Armijo, I thought he referenced if the names had changed. Ernest, are you talking about the track names?
If say it was track A and then they created a new track A1A, they would have to name that, or they could just say all tracks.
Okay, yeah, this ran with Cartesian. So, you know, currently we do list the parent tract A1, A1. And, you know, we're breaking that apart, plotting actions. So, you know, we're happy to modify that easement note, I guess, to list all the subsequent daughter lots, if that's what you're going for.
I honestly think that since these ones are sublots of the larger one, like say tract A1A, and then you're creating A1A1, A1A2, I think those are covered. You know, so long as they're subtracts, you're not creating a brand new name.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing here, and that makes sense to us. This rhyme with Cartesian. The agreement document that I've seen, you know, really lists out, you know, the lessees of each existing development as well. So I expect that'll get amended and updated in the paper document side of things as development comes through. So, you know, we felt comfortable with what we're showing. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Thank you, staff. I think, unless somebody's still confused, I think I get it, but just want to make sure nobody else has anything else to add on this particular matter. Okay. Parks and Rec will be next. Mr. Rodenbach, are you going to handle that one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Parks had no comments or objections to either item number four, the DHO waiver, or item number five, the plotting action.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Hydrology will be next. Mr. Chen, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Dequan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the sidewalk waiver request for number five. Please add a cross lot drainage easement note specifying the beneficiary and maintenance agreement. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Chen, thank you. Mr. Mulhall, any questions about Mr. Chen's comments about the cross lot drainage easement?
So this is Ryan with Cartesian. You know, we have that existing easement 20. You know, it does list that it's for reciprocal drainage and utility easements. So I don't know if that's sufficient or if we need to add something new for the cross-lot drainage listing each new lot or tract, rather.
Mr. Chen, can you provide some direction on that? Will the existing note work? Will it suffice, or do you want something else?
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Yes, Ryan. Add the cross-lot drainage easement note. That's better for better than the number 20.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chen. If you'd place that in the comment in the chat box, I'd appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Armijo, let's jump back to you for transportation comments. Just to remind you, you're still under oath.
Okay. Transportation has no objection to the waiver for sidewalk width and no objection to the plat. Any future development will require an approved TCL prior to site plan or building permit. A traffic scoping form would need to be submitted to determine if a TIS would be required.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Appreciate it. I believe Mr. Ibarra will be providing planning comments. Am I correct in my assumption?
Yes, you are correct, Mr. Hearing Officer Marcelo, with planning.
Good morning, sir. Let me swear you in.
Good morning.
Swear affirm the testimony you will provide on these matters will be the truth.
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Appeal number four for the waiver.
Yes.
According to the justification provided by the applicant team, both Courage Boulevard and Paseo del Norte are New Mexico Department of Transportation rights of way, and the proposed request complies with the DOT's infrastructure list. And just for your reference, I note, as per Table 643 of the IDO, a sidewalk waiver expires within 1 year if not platted, and expires with an associated site plan if approved by IDHR. And also, Ms. Okoye, if you can just go through and read to us or summarize for the DFT staff the criteria that you come up with for this waiver.
This is Regina with Majus Architects. We do comply with IDO 66P3A for an approval for a waiver on the standings of existing infrastructure for complying with NMDOT for grade changes and as well as existing utilities along the sidewalk. I can go into further detail if needed.
Yeah, if you could just read how you're meeting all 10 criteria in the UTHR. You can just summarize them.
Okay. For criterion one, so there's, let me go back. So let me go back to my justification as well.
Okay.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbach. Regina, I asked Mr. Ibarra to ask you this, and if the hearing officer is going to detail, you know, go over these justification criteria in the decision, I'm not sure we need to actually do this. But if you, you know, if you want to summarize, you can. It's just a request of ours. I know you have some very extensive criteria.
Mm-hmm. I did summarize at the beginning and just now too. So like I said, if you want me to go through each one, I will.
I leave it to the Mr. Hearing Officer. Do you?
Mr. Rodenbeck, thank you so much, Mr. Koya. Yes, I mean, I agree. I've been listening. I've been taking notes. I also am looking at, I believe it's also displayed on, displayed upon the screen, the written justification as it relates to the 10 criterion that are outlined in 6.6.P3A. I'm comfortable with what's been stated so far. I feel like I understand the request. I understand the argument and the justification as it relates to this. Long story short, I don't think we need, I don't need at this point any additional information, but certainly I'm not discouraging or prohibiting if you wanted to go through those.
As long as you're okay and planning's okay, I think we can move forward.
All right, sounds good.
No worries. Just as a final note from planning, a note must be added to the plan regarding the request approval of this waiver from the department from the DHO to allow no sidewalks or same existing widths on Coors Boulevard Northwest. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. I appreciate that. And if that is if that's a condition, which it sounded like it was, if you'd make sure and put that in the chat box, I would appreciate it.
I will.
Okay, applicant team, thank you so much. Give you an opportunity to ask any questions or provide closing comments if necessary.
I just want to reiterate that there are two phases of the infrastructure list too, and we will get those through the IIA. We've been working with the DRC already, so all we need to do is get the signed version to them, and then we'll finalize that and then get the plat recorded.
All righty, thank you so much. Mr. Mulhall, I'll give you an opportunity if you have questions or comments on item five.
Let's run with Cartesian. No, it sounds like we do need to add the note for hydrology about cross-lot drainage, listing out, you know, the beneficiaries and be a little more specific with that. So we'll add that. We'll add the note for the waiver as well. I think that's it. Thank you.
I also added additional conditions for number five in the chat.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. I see that. Thank you so much. All righty.
This is Jay Rodenbach.
Mr. Roman, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt. I just want to confirm that the infrastructure list clearly details how the infrastructure items are phased. And I see Mr. Armijo is getting ready to raise his hand, too. I don't know if that was about that or something else. But I want to make sure that infrastructure list is clearly showing that phasing. Mr. Webb, yep, there we go. Phase one, is there two, Regina, Ryan, are there two infrastructure, I assume phase one.
Yes, this is Regina. There are two different infrastructure lists.
There so, it is, phase two. Ernest, do you have any comments on that?
No, actually, it's like the infrastructure lists were okay to me. The one thing I did want to make a quick comment on is on Mr. Ibarra's conditions. He did say about the waiver from the DHO to allow no sidewalks or same existing sidewalk widths. What it actually is to allow same existing sidewalks and reduced width sidewalks, not no sidewalks.
Thanks for that clarification, Ernest.
Marcelo,
I'll delete the note that you have in there. Could you just revise that note?
Yeah.
There we go. I deleted the note. You can just revise it. Appreciate that, Ernest.
All right. Thank you, staff members. Appreciate that. If there are no other comment, last chance, staff members. Okay. Let's start with item number four, PR 2021-005508, DHO waiver application number 2025-00020. I'm going to approve the requested waiver under the requirements or per the requirements of the IDO. I'm convinced the request complies with criterion listed in section 66P3A1 of the IDO, with sufficient evidential support provided in the application within the record. Specifically, I'm convinced that item A applies as is argued by the applicant stated during the testimony in that there are pre-existing obstructions, including trees, utility and grading considerations that cannot easily or economically be relocated or addressed, or should not otherwise be altered. Further, per criterion number two, I find that the waiver will not be materially contrary to the public health, safety, or welfare. As stated during the hearing, there is coordination with the New Mexico Department of Transportation regarding their respective sidewalk requirements. That demonstrates to me that the approval of the waiver will not be contrary to those standards. As it relates to number three, the waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties. That also is demonstrated through work with the New Mexico Department of Transportation. Number four, the waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition or financing, or building of public infrastructure and improvements. As outlined in criteria number five, the waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or a MAFCA adopted plan or policy, the integrated development ordinance, or any other city code or ordinance. Number six, the waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development within the 100-year floodplain. Number seven, the waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. Number eight, the waiver does not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district where the lot is located. Number nine, the waiver approved is the minimum necessary to provide the applicant redress without being inconsistent with the provisions of IDO subsection 14.16.66p. And number 10, the request is for a waiver to the IDO sidewalk requirements. The request and the areas of low intensity land use to an extent that the normal installation of sidewalks will not contribute to the public welfare, and the absence of a sidewalk will not create a gap in the existing sidewalk system extended to one or more sides of the property. That will conclude item number four. As it relates to item number five, PR 2021-00005508. It's a minor plat application number. Minor plat application number 2025-00013. I'm going to approve this particular item because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the Integrated Development Ordinance, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is predicated on the following conditions. First, please add a cross lot drainage easement note specifying the beneficiary and maintenance agreement. Next, the plat must include a note stating the approved waiver for this property, along with the date of approval by the DHO. Next, the application number must be added to the plat. Next, a copy of the AGIS approved DXF file must be submitted prior to final sign off of the plat. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Next, please make sure to include the parking calculations table submitted on the site sketch for reference. And then finally, a note must be added to the plat regarding the request for approval of this waiver from the DHO to allow reduced width sidewalks or same existing sidewalk widths on Coors Boulevard Northwest. With that, that will conclude item number five. Thank you to everybody for your testimony and participation in these matters.